Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Stuart Hodnett, director of Ouachita Green. Stuart, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Corey.
Glad you're here with me today. And first, people may not even know what Ouachita Green is, so I guess we should start there. What do you do?
Yes, Ouachita Green is a beautification organization throughout Ouachita Parish. We're a nonprofit agency that's over keep Ouachita Parish beautiful, keep Monroe beautiful, and keep Westermoor beautiful. And we've got different beautification projects throughout the parish right now going on, and also litter abatement programs and different recycling initiatives throughout the parish.
You know, you guys have events throughout the year, and you've got a...
Yes. Corey, that is this Saturday from 9 to 1. We'll be at the Ike Hamilton Expo Center there at 501 Main Street in West Monroe. And we'll be collecting different things of nature, including household hazardous waste, recycled materials, sharps, and prescription medications. And also we'll have a shredding service there by Shred-It, and shredding personal documents, limit to 3 boxes. So,
oh, I got a bunch of those I can bring.
Yeah, I mean, I use it every year. It's a free service to the public here in Ouachita Parish. Not only the here in Ouachita Parish, but the surrounding parishes of Ouachita Parish. So what is a household hazardous waste involved with, and what do we collect? Well, normally when you think about it, you think about old household chemicals in your kitchen, you know, bleaches and poisons, mm-hmm. things like that. But also we're collecting outdoor chemicals like herbicides, pesticides, things that kill weeds and grass. And
so like your old bucket of Roundup that you're not really yes. sure if it still works or not, those kind of things.
That's correct. We'll be taking that. So as you know, a lot of people will go out into their shop or their storage room, and you just look up and you see old paint cans, old latex paints, oil-based paints, stains, and you're thinking, what am I going to do with these things? Well, bring them to us. We'll be taking those items that day. So
I can get rid of all. I just repainted my house, and I got the color before the current color because I'll keep those yeah. paints in case I need to touch up. But the old colors, I think I'm going to bring down to you guys on Saturday.
Yeah, bring them on. We'll be taking that, and we'll have a whole paint system set up till you just pull up. People unload your car, all the volunteers that we may have, and we'll take your paint out of your car, and we'll take them and put them in 5-gallon buckets. And that goes back to Habitat for Humanity here in Monroe.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. Now, it's the time of year I get my boat out every year. And every year I get my boat out in the spring, and the battery's dead.
Yes.
What do I do with old batteries?
Well, you are taking those batteries. We're taking any type of boat batteries, marine batteries, car batteries, lithium ion batteries, like in your drills, your saws that you power.
Oh, old laptops and stuff.
Old laptop batteries. I've got a laptop battery that died on me this past winter, and I'm going to bring that. So now we're also taking small batteries down to AAA and AA, 9-volt, any type of small battery that you may be using in your electronics at home.
All right, let's move over into drugs.
Yes.
Because people will just go, oh, you know, Mr. Jimmy died. Let's just flush all his medicine down the toilet, which is a bad thing to do.
That is a no. You just don't. That's just unacceptable. A lot of folks don't know what to do with their old prescription medications, and usually folks do flush them down the toilet or put them down the sink, or they'll throw it away, so don't do that. We'll be taking old prescription medications that day. We usually take up to about 1,000 pounds in collection that day. So,
that's a lot of drugs.
Yeah, so bring them, all your prescription medications to us. We'll recycle them. We'll properly dispose them of them and, get rid of them properly.
You know, the hardest thing in the world to get rid of is one of those like 1990s big, huge computer monitors and those old giant TVs. What about those?
Yes, we do take them. We've seen a lot of them here lately. A lot of the box TVs we're seeing the big screen TVs. They do have a lifespan on them, so we'll take those. We'll also take computer monitors, computer towers, old fax machines, old printers, old copier machines. Just think about your office and some of the things that may have gone bad on you and you kind of put them in a corner. Are you stacking books or papers on it? Bring that to us. We'll take those.
Nobody uses a fax machine anymore. You don't need that anymore.
I agree.
That's what email is for.
Exactly. You scan it and email it.
Right. The university here recently said, hey, we're getting rid of all these phone lines that go to these fax machines, and they were shocked there were still a few people using fax machines.
Excellent.
Let's see here. All right, so we got all that stuff covered. Let's talk about the recycled stuff. What kind of recycling are you going to take?
Yes, that's a good question, Corey. First and foremost, we're taking plastics one and twos. So what is a plastic one and two nomenclature? Well, that's the water bottles, your milk jugs, your orange juice jugs that you drink out of in the morning, and your laundry detergent bottles there at, in your house. And so bring those over. We'll be taking that. We'll also be taking tin and aluminum, cardboard and paper. Bring that. You don't have to separate the cardboard and paper. Just bring that to us. We'll be taking those also.
All right, so I'm diabetic. I take 5 or 6 shots a day. What do I do with my needles?
Yes, bring those needles to us. They've got to be in a protective box. I'm sure you have. Mm-hmm. We take EpiPens, sharps like needles, and also razor blades from the local barbers there. So.
Okay, we got about a minute left. How the heck do I get rid of these old tires?
You bring them to us that day. It's for household use only. It's up to limit to 5. Please bring a tire that's loose, which means not on a rim. We have no way to take them off the rim. So bring them loose and bring them to us. We'll take them off your hands.
And the no-nos for the day?
The no-nos for the day, we will not be taking ammunition, any type of propane.
Washita Green Stewart. To find out more, you have a website they can go to.
That's correct. It's washitagreen.org. And click on the tab of Household Hazardous Waste and learn more about our event coming up this Saturday.
You can find out more there at WashitaGreen.org. If you can't remember that, just remember our website, KEDM.org.